God, you are a Prince of Peace tonight, and we want to live our lives for you. We want to worship you. We want to give you all of our lives. And as a group of people here tonight, God, we worship you with our hearts, with our minds. Lord, you are worth everything. God, thank you that you are a God that loves your people, and you love it when we worship you, and you love it when we spend time singing songs together. And Lord, we just want to say tonight that you are the Prince of Peace. Jesus, you are here tonight. You've promised in your word that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you are there. And Lord, we praise you for that tonight. Thank you that you're here. I pray right now that you would speak through me, that tonight would be nothing about myself and all about you, God, that these students would take that energy that they had singing praises to you and that they would focus on your word. God, we ask that you would continue to move tonight in a powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Well, we are on part four of a series, the last part of our love song series. And I was really encouraged this week. I received two notes from two of our high school students. And if you're joining us for the first time tonight, these notes that I got will kind of summarize where we've been. The first note says this, listen up. It says, Mike, the love song series has changed my life so much. It has given me a better perspective as to how I should make my choices when it comes to dating and guys in general. I love what you said about how all relationships should start with character. This is so true in any relationship, especially one with guys. It has helped me to realize that I cannot change guys and that what I see is what I get. I now realize that respect should go both ways and that if you give it, you'll get it. I realize now the importance of setting boundaries and having self-control. Dating is meant to help you find the one you want to marry, or at least at your age, find out what it is in guys that you like. In knowing that, I have come to realize that I should not pour everything I have into relationships now that are going to end in a breakup. All that can do is become more time-consuming and cause me to spend less time with girlfriends and Jesus. And at this point, they are the ones that really matter. Thank you so much for putting all of your time into making this a great series. And she goes on. The next letter says this. This has been a real journey for me with ups and downs, and this allows me to really connect with these talks that we're going through right now. I've been coming each night eager to hear about the rights and wrongs and the answers to different dating questions. However, that's not exactly what I've received, since dating isn't black and white for me. It's full of difficult choices, and being in high school doesn't make it any easier. I realize there are no easy answers, but I've come with some truth that is helpful to relate to my dating relationship. I've been receiving life lessons straight from God's word, which is the best answer. The lessons we are learning and the notes we are taking really can be used for the rest of our lives, even after we find the person we're going to marry someday. Thanks. I just want you to be encouraged with that and know that we had a plan in this series. And the last 3 weeks, my goal was to give you tools to use for your future, for the person that you are going to marry someday. And tonight is all about tonight. It's all about tonight and tomorrow, next week, next year. It's all about your life right now. And so I want to engage with you tonight. And I want to invite you, if you've got a Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, it's in the New Testament, chapter 4. And we're going to dive in. Right before I read the scripture, I want to tell you a story that happened to me this week. I was with my small group guys, and we were doing accountability. And one of the guys in our small group confessed to some stuff that was going on in his life and his family, some things that were really hard that he was really struggling with. And that encouraged all of our guys in our group to start really opening up about struggles that they have. And one of the guy's house that we were at, said, I have a Playboy in my room right now. And all the guys were like, for real? Like, let's talk about this. Let's work through this with you. We want to encourage you. And so finally, one of the guys in our group said, hey, let's take your Playboy, put it in a trash bag, and let's take it out into the alley and light it on fire. won't that be like a cool small group moment? And I was like, okay, I'm on staff at Watermark. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, we're going to do this. So I had them go put in a trash bag, and we took it outside, and we got lighter fluid and lighters, and we douse it with lighter fluid and light it on fire, and all of a sudden, it's like halfway consumed, and the wind kicks up, okay? So all of a sudden, there's flaming pages of Playboy, like, flying through the air, and all the guys are yelling, quick, catch the porn, catch the porn. Because, I mean, it's dark and nobody wants their neighbors to find charbroiled porn in their front yard the next morning, okay? So my guys are like running down the driveway, running down the alley, trying to catch these flaming pieces of this magazine. We're throwing it in a trash bag, and it was an incredible moment with my small group. The funniest part came when we had a visitor that night, and his dad, apparently we'd run late, and his dad watched the whole thing. And I was like, hi, this is how we do accountability. And to be honest, he was really encouraged, and he took his son out for ice cream after that night and said, son, pornography and lust is going to be something that you struggle with your whole life, and purity is a big deal for you. And it opened up an incredible conversation that he was able to have with his son. And I want us tonight to just have an honest, biblical look at what purity is and what it means for you today and what it means for your future. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Paul says this starting in verse 3. He says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit. So Paul's writing this letter, and at the very end, he's passionate, and he says, oh, and by the way, if you want to disagree with me about purity and what it means to follow God, you're not disagreeing with me. Who does he say that they're disagreeing with? God. Incredible passage of Scripture that we're looking at tonight. And so as we journey through this text, the first thing that I want you to get tonight is that purity, first of all, is about sanctification. Write that down. If you don't have a pen or notes, just try and remember it. The points are going to be really easy tonight. Purity is all about sanctification. And sanctification, that word, means becoming more like Christ. It means that your life every day looks more and more and more like Jesus. That's what sanctification is. And Paul starts in this passage, he said, this is God's will for your life, your sanctification. And then he starts talking about purity. And what I want you to understand tonight, and what I really believe God desires for every one of us tonight, is to get the idea that purity, in a big picture, is not about a list of do's and don'ts. It's not about doing this and not doing this. Purity is about becoming more like Jesus. Purity is about loving God more and loving yourself less. Purity has everything to do with becoming more like Christ. This is God's will for you, your sanctification, that you should avoid sexual immorality. It's God's will for you, and I want you to get this tonight, that God's will for you is to become more like Jesus in the area of purity. It's really cool. And at the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1, verse 27, says that God made man in his own image. And then you flip over one chapter. Chapter 2, verse 28, it says, the man and the woman lay naked together, and they were not ashamed. And so becoming more and more and more like Christ has everything to do with sex and with purity. and everything that comes along with that. Purity starts with sanctification. It starts with you saying, I want this area of my life to be just like Jesus. I want to have a pure heart. I want to have a pure mind. And the struggle that every one of you is feeling right now, if you're listening and if you're trying to grab onto this, you live in a world, you live in a culture that believes the exact opposite of what the Bible teaches about purity. This past week, I was watching American Idol, and I think it was on Tuesday night, Mariah Carey was the guest singer. How many of you saw that, right? And at the beginning of the show, they kind of spotlighted some of her music videos. And when her music videos came on, I was like, whoa, like, that's totally shady, okay? That's totally not what God wants for me to see. That's not what God wants me to believe. And I looked up the lyrics to her most recent song, which is called what? Touch My Body. She, right after that, she says, throw me on the floor. And I started thinking about the millions and millions and millions of middle school and high school students across this nation are singing that song. And more that I started to read the words to that song, I started to think, wait a minute, this is just for me and my wife. This is just about sex in a relationship between a husband and wife. And our culture is throwing it at everybody. And some of you that are here tonight will get older, and God may call you to be single for your life, and you may not marry somebody. And for our culture and for our world to feed you lies that you can have sex anytime you want, that sex is all about you, that you can do whatever feels good, is completely against what God would have for your life. He wants you to find somebody that you can marry someday, that you can give all that to, or for some of you, he may call you like Paul or like Jesus himself to be single. And so purity is all about sanctification. It has nothing to do with what the world is throwing at you. And now, this is why I'm really, really concerned about all of us, okay? Not just you. But before you graduate, okay, before you graduate high school, you will have seen 15,000 hours of television. You will have been in class for 12,000 hours. Okay? And I don't want to get this last statistic wrong. In 1 year, you will see 14,000 sexual references on TV. 14,000. And only maybe 100 or a couple hundred will have anything to do with what God wants for you and purity and your relationship with Christ. You have thousands of hours. And part of me thinks, man, we are fighting a losing battle. I mean, we get an hour and a half with you on Sunday nights and then an hour and a half with you in your small groups. That is way less in a year than 14,000, right? Than 15,000. And my prayer for you tonight is that you would tattoo this passage in your brain, that you would mark it in your brain, that you would not forget that God has called you to live a life of purity, and the greatest reason is so that you will look more like Christ. That's it. It's more about that and less about do's and don'ts. Get that tonight. It's more about God and less about you. You looking more and more like Jesus. So purity is about sanctification. And let me just ask you this before we move on to the next point. Where are you at on this? Do you look like Christ? Does this area of your life look like Jesus? or are you straight up struggling with this? I mean, are you completely missing it? Or do you understand that purity is all about Jesus? So just ask yourself that tonight. In your heart of hearts, where am I at in this? So purity is about sanctification, and then purity is about self-control. Okay? So Paul says in verse 3 that it's about sanctification, and then in verse 4 he says that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. Holy and honorable. That you would be able to control yourself and understand that I need to worship the Creator instead of creation. Did you hear that? I need to worship the Creator and not creation. So guys, when you see a girl that you think is attractive and you start playing games in your mind of what you would like to do or wouldn't like to do, you need to understand that God is calling you to worship the Creator and not creation. A friend of mine gave me a great illustration of this. He actually used to live in Alaska, and his dad was a pastor there, and they ministered to Eskimos, basically. And Eskimos had this deal where to get food sometimes, like if they wanted to kill a wolf, they would take a knife, put it in the snow with the blade pointing up, they would cover it in blood, put snow on top of the knife, put blood on top of the snow, and all of a sudden a wolf would show up and start licking the blood. And then after a period of time, his tongue would go numb, and he couldn't feel what he was licking. And he would keep licking and licking and licking because it was so tasty. And then all of a sudden, he would die because he bled to death, because he had lost so much blood. And the wolf can't control himself. He just keeps going and going and going. And my biggest concern tonight is that a lot of us have become so numb, and we just keep going and going in our minds, or maybe in our own lives and our relationships. We just keep going and going, and we're numb, and we don't know it, but we're killing ourselves. And maybe tonight there's some ladies that are here, and God has given you your purity as a gift, and you, every one of you, is this beautiful rose, right? And God has given you purity and innocence, and you start to kind of give a little bit away, and you start to lose self-control, and the petals that God has given you slowly and slowly go away. And what you didn't grow numb to early on in your life, all of a sudden you're forgetting about those things, and you start to give your petals away by the way you act in your relationships with guys, and you start to make excuses, and God may even put people in your life that say, slow down, and you just keep giving away your petals. And guys are pursuing you, and they're only into one thing, and all of a sudden, you come to your wedding day with this, and you've forgotten about self-control. And you wish that you could give your husband more than this. And years and years and years, you've been just like the wolf who couldn't control himself. And God wants you to understand that He has got an incredible plan for you to give all of your emotions, all of your mind, all of your heart to one person. But the great news about God is that He can take this. If you're here tonight and you're like, this is me, the great news about God is that He can turn you into this. And that is not a ticket for you to do whatever you want now, because realistically, you'd like to give this to somebody, right? I mean, practically speaking, you don't want to lose petals. You want to be able to give all of yourself somebody. You don't want to have to come to a point in your life where you have to ask God to give you a new heart, a new purity. But if you're here tonight and you're there, know that God did not die on the cross 2,000 years ago to pay for everything but your purity. God didn't die on a cross. He didn't turn himself into flesh and be dead for 3 days. He didn't do all that to forgive you of everything except you losing your purity. If you're here tonight and you've blown it, join the club. God wants to forgive you. And guys, I know that you are here tonight and God has given you a heart. Yeah, isn't that kind of crazy? Riley Maxwell brought that. Thank you, Riley. God has given you this heart. And God gives you this heart, guys, and he wants to feed it with his Holy Spirit, and he wants to teach you about him, and he wants to encourage you in the scriptures, and he wants you to be pure. And what breaks my heart is that there are so many guys in this room that are addicted and cannot stop looking at pornography. And they have become slaves to a computer. And their heart starts to darken. And not only does it start to darken, but they start to lose pieces of their heart. Guys, you are giving pieces of you away when you are looking at pornography. And you will come to your wedding day and you will be able to give your wife leftovers of a complete and pure heart, because you are wasting your purity on images. You are wasting your purity on images. And ladies, you have got to pray for the guys that are here tonight. And guys, you've got to pray for the girls too. But guys are being sold the lie that sex and lust is going to make them secure and happy. And it is only a cycle of guilt and shame. And they will struggle with that their entire life. And guys, I don't want you to miss this tonight. If you sow seeds now of believing the lies that the devil gives you about lust, Galatians 6, 7, and 8 say this. Look at this on the screen. It says, do not be deceived. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Do we have that? Yeah. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from the nature will reap, what does that say? Destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Guys, get this tonight. If you sow seeds of lust, you will reap seeds of destruction. And you will struggle with things someday when you get married that could devastate your spouse's heart, that could put up endless barriers. And guys, I want you to hear this too. If you're here tonight and you're thinking, I have blown it in this area over and over and over and over, and maybe today or last night, and God wants to just wrap his arms around you and say, son, I paid for that too. I long and I have this desire to give you a new and clean heart. And what you have filled your heart with is nothing compared to these arms. The love and the grace and the mercy that I want to pour all over you is nothing. That lust, that porn is nothing compared to what I've got for you. Guys, that's what God wants you to get tonight. So purity is about sanctification. It's about self-control. And then watch this. Purity honors other people. Look at this. Purity honors other people. So 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 6. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all sins. Now let me read that again. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. What that means is that if you're in a dating relationship now and you are doing anything, let's just say guys, you're doing something to a girl that you wouldn't want to have done to the girl that you're going to marry someday, that's taking advantage of that girl's future husband. Does that make sense? Let me explain that again. Girls, we'll do it this way. Girls, if you're dating a guy and you do things with him physically or even talk about things and you pour your emotions into this guy and you want those things to be kept for you by the guy that you marry someday, then you are taking advantage of that guy. Because that guy is not going to be able to give all of his heart, all of his emotion, all of his mind to the person that he marries someday. So purity honors other people. So tonight, tomorrow, all of high school, all of college until you get married, remember that the person that you date, if you don't marry them, they are going to be married to somebody else someday. And ladies, I know that if you were to sit here tonight and really think about the guy that is out there that you're going to marry, you don't want another girl's hands all over him, right? I mean, you want him to be waiting and praying and excited about meeting you someday. And guys, I know you don't want the girl that you're going to marry out there someday. Let's just be really honest, okay? You don't want that girl that's out there right now to be with another guy. Somewhere doing something, right? I mean, think about God's view of this. God's view is infinite. Your view, your perspective is finite. God sees your wedding day, and today is the same. And so he knows who's out there that you're going to marry. He knows where they're at. And because we're finite in our thinking, we don't even think about that. So think about tonight how you can honor the person that's out there that you're going to marry today. That your purity today, if you follow Christ, if you become more like him, if you control your thoughts and your emotions and your body, and you wait for that person, that will honor them. What an incredible way to bless somebody on your wedding day, to say, here is all of me. Or, hey, I made mistakes for a long time, but my sophomore year in high school, or my junior year in high school, or my senior year in high school, I committed to myself and my heart to honoring you by giving the rest of me to you. Did you catch that? And what a great way to honor the person you're going to marry someday. So get all that tonight, that it's all about your relationship with Christ, that it's about self-control, that you can honor other people tonight. You can honor the person you're going to marry. You can honor people that are going to marry somebody else someday. If you date them by treating them with respect and you have self-control, you can honor those people. And you can come to a wedding day someday with great expectations for your future because you have waited to give so much of yourself to that person. Let me pray for you. Father, we just want to say that we, in this area, so many of us have blown it. And we thank you that you're a forgiving God, that you can wipe our slates clean. And I just pray that tonight, moving forward, that we would understand that purity is first about our relationship with you before it is about our relationship with anybody else. God, it's not this legalistic system that you've set up, that these students have to wait to do everything but God, that it is a way in freedom to worship you and say, God, because you gave all of yourself, I am going to wait to give all of myself to somebody someday. God, I pray for these students tonight that they would walk away tonight encouraged and blessed with your word. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.